It is now, let's call it, coming up to 9:34 this Tuesday. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM, and it is a Tuesday, which means it's time for the Anti-Noise Pollution League.
Yay, another place to go.
An initiative set up by Zoomer Media that promotes restaurants that don't have booming music playing in the background, but rather offers a civilized atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
For dining experience that you can actually talk to people. And we welcome back. This is our first repeat customer, Diala Aliad of Zizaphone Syrian Cuisine. Welcome back to the program.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. It's great to be back.
It's great to have you here.
So as the seasons change, I mean, you have a whole new menu.
That's true. Now the menu is moving towards the harvest season, so mm-hmm. we're going more towards beans, you know, dried beans, dorum wheat, which is very famous in Syria. It's one of our ancient grains, mm-hmm. and we call it frike. That's getting very popular. We are also going towards stews, just to warm up.
Nice.
Nice comfort food.
Yes.
Is that it? Is it Syrian comfort food?
Well, yes, we consider it that way because basically my mom cooks to people whatever she cooks for us at home. And to us, this is comfort, right? When mm-hmm. you feel home, people come, they get very emotional, even though they're from different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. They're not Syrian or Arab, but they still tell us, oh, this makes me feel like I'm home, or this makes me remember my mom's food.
Sure, sure.
So it's really great to feel that way.
How many people are can you accommodate at your restaurant?
So far, we can seat about 25 to 28, 29 people.
So it's a nice intimate atmosphere.
Exactly, yes. And we have a very nice patio that we're going to lose very soon
weather. I know. That must be kind of sad when you lose the patio.
Yeah, we have a very nice patio. It's also small, but very quiet because we're on the side of Yonge Street, not right on Yonge Street.
Oh.
So people really like to chill over there.
That is fantastic. You also have dishes of the day, which, you know, the specials of every day.
Yes, that's actually our highlight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. For example, I don't know if you know yet off the top of your head, but what would today's dish of the day be?
Today is Tuesday. Today we have mlouchiye, which is from the spinach family.
Mm.
And it's very popular in Egypt and Syria and Palestine. And people wait for it on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Really?
Yes.
You wait for it?
Yeah, and it's cooked with chicken and it's a stew. Mm-hmm. So you have it on top of rice. We also have mujaddara. Mujaddara was our bestseller last winter. And it's simply the bulgur, the cracked wheat, with lentils and onion. And this one is just, you know, capturing everyone's attention every time we bring it back.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
You also serve a breakfast.
Yes.
So lots of omelets and things?
We have what we call Syrian omelet because we add our own spices to it. We have yollaz labne, which we spoke about last time.
Right.
We also have our Syrian grilled cheese, which we make with halloumi or mushallal cheese. And then the sample hawadir. And that's what we eat for breakfast and dinner back home. Our dinner is usually light. Yeah, and it's got samples from different items like magdous, za'atar, olives, cheese, labneh. Mm. Yeah, so people are getting closer to this culture through breakfast and dish of the day.
Now, is lunch the big meal in Syrian culture?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, lunch is...
It's when you load up.
Yeah.
Does make a lot of sense, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, you need a little nap after that.
Yeah. Oh,
about the siestas.
Totally agree with you. Tell us about your involvement with the Anti-Noise Pollution League. I mean, obviously, it's very important to have a restaurant that isn't loud and obnoxious.
Yes, we have successfully kept that atmosphere happening so far.
Great.
We, as I mentioned before, we still elevate the music or the mood of the music.
Sure.
It doesn't mean we're going to make it very loud. We just change the mood so people can still enjoy the conversation, but, you know, with a little more of a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have this one music night every once
Right.
Yeah, once
That's
a month.
Right. Yeah.
And that's when we can actually, you know, like go crazy with the music, even though it is still sometimes classical Arabic music or jazz and classical. Mm-hmm. We try to bring different local artists every time.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And mix and match. So they all collaborate. And that's when that's like our craziest time.
Sure.
But it is still not crazy.
Right.
Because we believe that people can enjoy without really hurting their ears.
And people also would know the nights that you're going to have that. So they would come, I don't know, I'd be listening or watching or something like that, rather than necessarily in conversation with the person I'm at the restaurant with.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. And we carry that with a very nice family dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So people come in as strangers. They walk out as friends. You know, they exchange... memories, because we do like drawing while they're listening to the music, and we eat all together. They share the food, the dishes, and it's always a surprise. They don't know what we are providing.
Oh, that's great.
It's like a mystery family dinner.
Oh, that's a nice
now,
idea.
Now, out of the winter, the fall winter menu, what would be your favorite?
I love the chickpeas.
Is your mom listening right now?
Because well, she's cooking now.
Oh, she's cooking right
I hope she's listening. My favorite are two, the chickpeas and chicken stew.
Mm-hmm. No.
This is my favorite since I was a child. Wow. And I eat it like every hour when my mom cooks it. It should not sleep at home, you know? And the second one is the white beans stew. And this one is white beans with beef cubes, onion, and tomato sauce. And these two are usually served with white rice.
Mm-hmm.
They are so heartwarming, you know, especially when you're missing home or you're cold or, you know, you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like I sent it to a sick person last week.
Aww.
And the next day we just met at a party and she's like, "Your mom's food made me feel better immediately."
Isn't that nice?
Now, I cannot think of a better testament for a restaurant than that.
Absolutely.
Diala, thank you so much for coming back in today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We've been speaking to Diala Aliyed of Zizaphone, Syrian cuisine. They're at 4 Manor Road East in Toronto, and they are a proud member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative that we've put together that promotes restaurants that, you know, encourage conversation during food without, you know, the latest dance remix going on behind your head. Now, if you want to get more information on the Anti-Noise Pollution League, go to our website, classicalfm.ca.